Hi, my name is Jalen Heggs, and I am here to do a book report podcast on the novel The Watsons Go to Birmingham, 1963, by Christopher Paul Curtis. While there are many characters in this novel, there are three main characters in particular. Kenny is the middle child of the Watson family. Kenny is smart, level-headed. He loves to read, and as a result of all of these things, including having a lazy eye, he gets picked on oftentimes by his older brother, Byron, as well as his classmates. The second main character in the novel is Byron. Byron is Kenny and Joey's older brother. In fact, he is the eldest child of the Watson family. He is a bully and appears to do everything in his power and will to appear as a cool kid. Byron is disobedient toward his parents and often misbehaves. As a result of these actions, Byron's parents have decided to send him to Birmingham, Alabama, to correct his behavior by living with his strict grandmother, Grandma Sands. The third and final main character of the novel is Joey. Joey's real name is Joetta. Joetta Joey is the youngest of the Watson family children clan. She is 5 years old. Joey loves her brothers very much and cares for them deeply. She always follows the rules and is very respectful toward her parents. In addition, Joey is very religious. As we take a look at the plot of The Watsons Go to Birmingham, 1963, it focuses on the Watson family, an African-American family living in Flint, Michigan in the year 1963. The narrator of the novel is 10-year-old Kenny Watson, who is the middle child of the Watson family. When Kenny's older brother, Byron, gets into some trouble at home in Flint, Michigan, their parents decide that they should take a trip, a family trip, to Birmingham, Alabama to visit Grandma Sands, with the idea in mind of moving Byron there for school. In addition, with living with such a strict grandmother as Grandma Sands, Byron's behavior is in hopes of becoming better. But tragedy awaits as Grandma's church is bombed in front of the family as a terrorist attack carried out by the Ku Klux Klan, better known as the KKK. This unique story is based on real life events that took place in 1963, where four African American young girls were killed at a church bombing. Traumatized by what they had witnessed, the Watson family did return home, in fact, and Kenny tried and tries to come to terms with the imperfect world in which they live, a world of tension, high tension, socially and racially. Overall, I would deeply recommend this book to a friend. This book was very engaging. Not only that, but it crossed all disciplines. This book was not only a book for literature class, but it also allowed me to make connections to what I had learned in social studies. This book was based on real life events. It's something that a piece of literature that I could relate to. And if I couldn't relate to it, it was something that my forefathers could relate to because they were around during this time, 1963. The book was an easy read. Nothing about it was confusing. Overall, I'd rate this book a 10 out of 10. I thoroughly enjoyed this book.